Gentlemen, welcome to Java Good Morning. Here's your hosts, Mike and Julia.
Welcome to Java Good Morning. Every comedian has a podcast, but we are two comedians with a morning show podcast. It's like Kelly and Ryan, but less deranged, actually. I was going to say more deranged, but much less deranged. I'm your host, Mike Camerlingo. Joined alongside me, as always, is Julia Young. Julia, what is up, man?
Oh, wow. Hi. I'm just sipping my Java. I got a nice little hot cup of it. And I'm just, you know, I'm excited because this week, Mia Khalifa followed me on Twitter.
Wow. How did that happen? Did you reference her at all? Or did she just find you organically?
I followed her on Twitter because I already follow her on Instagram. And for everyone who doesn't know, you should know who she is. But she's kind of a very famous woman. She did porn briefly, right?
She made her mark, I think.
Yeah, she did porn. She has these like signature glasses, and then she quit porn, and she's very cool, and she's on Instagram. And I was like, oh, I wonder if she's cool on Twitter. And she is. So I followed her and she followed me back. And now I'm like, oh my God, we're going to be best friends.
Isn't that the worst feeling when you follow someone on social media and you kind of like, there's like that weight where you're like, all right, here comes that follow.
Here's
back.
Here's the window. Yeah.
And then it just never comes.
Never
and
comes.
Like, and then you start seeing their tweets and you're like, why do I even follow this fucking asshole? Like, yep. They don't even know.
It's, yeah. But there's also when they follow you back and you're like, oh, I can't handle this pressure. They're going to hate it. So it's really a lose-lose is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I've had a couple people follow me back and I'm like, do they understand what like I post about? Like, they're like, oh, this is the only thing you do? I'm like, yep.
Yeah.
We'll post videos about Saved by the Bell. That is it.
Yep. And that's what people want from you. You know,
yeah,
you
I think
give
so.
Them that content.
Every
Does anyone
then,
from Saved by the Bell follow you?
No. No.
Okay. Not even Lisa. Okay.
No. Mario Lopez always retweets my Saved by the Bell videos, but he doesn't follow me.
Well, that's insane. Mario, we know you're a Jehovah's Witness,
Mario,
aka fan of the show.
Get with it. Jaleel White follows me on because I did an Urkel video last year and he gave a shout out to it. And then I did another one this year and he didn't say anything. He's probably like, dude. Like, what is this guy obsessed?
Like, stop when you're ahead, you weirdo.
I'm gonna be like, what about that episode where Urkel went to the mall? He's gonna be like, oh my God, dude.
Oh my God, get a life, you weirdo.
What can you do? You know, we're all just looking for validation, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why we're both comedians.
Yeah, oh, used boy. To do it on the old stage. Now it's the internet, my friends.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The world's smallest stage, some would say.
Some would say it's not even a stage. Some would say quit wasting your life and go to business school.
Yep. That's what some would say.
Some would say.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I know this is content corner, so we can get to it, but it was Masters weekend. Watched a lot of golf this weekend.
Mm.
It was wonderful. And you know what it was? The weather yesterday in Georgia, that's where the Masters was. I mean, you couldn't ask for better weather. And I was just like, why do I live in the Northeast? Why?
Yeah.
I don't
was it rainy
it.
For you yesterday?
Yeah,
it was rainy.
Yeah, it was
in
raining
York.
In like 50.
Awful.
And it's the same here today. And it's in case you missed that word, it was today.
Tate.
I just kind of had a stroke halfway through.
just like a golf stroke, right?
Oh.
Oh.
Yes. No pun intended for me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah. I feel like I start off this show complaining about the weather a lot,
and
I'm just, that's getting old, my friends. That is getting old.
I think it's endearing, you know, because everyone knows what they're going to get with you. It's like when you buy Quaker Oats, you know what you're going to get, you know, it's, you're not going to get a powerful flavor explosion. You're going to get oats, and that's what you
Quaker
give
oat
us.
Man. I am the Quaker Oat man.
The
and you know, when I said that, it sounded differently than how I meant it. I meant that is what getting old is about, complaining about the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Not my shtick is getting old, because like you said, that's all
I
got,
thought
my friends.
I was agreeing with you that it was getting old.
You're like, yeah. You're like, yeah,
yes,
we all know it sucks. it was good. I mean, I haven't been doing too much. I mean, what was this week? I had nice coffee, looked forward to it all week. It was great. I had noticed, we will get to it, but I noticed someone emailed us talking about stomach problems, and I can't wait to address those.
Yeah, a lot of GERD tips. Have you heard about GERD? So just real quick, if you guys like this podcast, that's great. You know, tell your friends about it. Yeah. Review us, rate us, email us at javagoodmorning@gmail.com with questions, advice. You know, if you're angry about something, we want to hear about it, right?
Or yeah, if you have good news or something that's happening in your life, tell us. Cause we like to celebrate your good news.
I thought you
were going to say, if you like this podcast, then you pause. I was going to say, then you have your brain. Something's wrong with your brain.
You have dementia or you're one of my friends. this is a segment we call Up Top, where we talk about what's up top, which is mostly daily minutiae.
Yes.
Oh boy. So my daily minutia is last night I gave the fiance, right, the old ball and chain, a haircut because I've been doing that in quarantine. You know, we got some nice buzzers, clippers, whatever they're called.
Yeah.
So usually I do, you know, like a 1.5 clipper guard, right? 1.5.
Yep.
Is that millimeters?
Yeah, that's something. The thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. You know, and I put that on, and you know, I always start the haircuts by saying, "Hey, no refunds," just so he knows.
Oh, nice.
And then, you know, I buzz, and it's usually okay, but I usually, you know, mess up a sideburn or something small, right?
Yeah.
So, last night, took a big swipe at the back, right? Big, you know, couple inch long thing, and I was like, "Wow, that's a lot of hair that just came out," and I realized I hadn't put the clipper guard on.
That's tough. That is tough. So what do you do at that point? Did you go,
I go, and I gasped, and he was like, "What?" And then he looked at me, and then he looked at the clippers, and it took him like 2 seconds to realize. And he was like, "Oh no." And then it's one of those things where, you know, you fucked up, but you start laughing because you're so uncomfortable.
You're like, "I murdered someone." And you start laughing. You're like, "Sir, why are you laughing?" It's like, I don't know.
It's what I do when I'm uncomfortable. Yeah. I felt so bad. And so I was like, "I am so sorry. Maybe I can like put on like a half millimeter one and I can blend it." It's like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like,
that's called the bald fade when you do that.
The bald fade.
Yeah. So
it was real bad.
But what'd you do? Did you try to blend it in?
No, he was like, "You know what? Just do the whole thing." So
You just totally give him an old whiffle.
He looks like he swims for a college team.
Wow. You Michael Phelps him.
Real short, real short. Yeah, but he's still a cutie though. And he was like, "I don't blame you." And I said, "Okay, well, I blame myself." So,
but that's you guys are in a much healthier relationship, because I would have definitely blamed my wife. I would have gone, "I don't understand. You put the clip on and then you cut." Every time. The question is, will he let you cut your hair again? Cut his hair again?
I think he will. He's pretty forgiving for some reason. He's which I don't understand, because I'm a grudge holder.
Right.
Yeah, if this happened to me for the rest of my life, I would be like, "Wait, are you sure that there's a thing on?" Like forever. forever. But I think he will, because, you know, either he trusts me or he's just an idiot, you know, and he shouldn't trust me. So
I got into a point where my wife is cutting my hair at the beginning, and I got to a point where I was like, "Dude, I'd just rather get COVID than experience." she was actually good, but she took so long because she didn't want to fuck up. So I was like, "Just fucking do it. Just go. And she's like, "Well, just slow." So
was
like
she
a haircut.
Buzzing? She was buzzing longer. Yeah.
Oh, she was buzzing. Yeah. No, I did not introduce scissors. Oh no, she did use scissors up top. We had a lot of weird haircuts, but some of them are good. But at the end of the day, I said, "All right, immune system, you got to help me out, because I'm going into a barber shop here." When you're getting a haircut, you don't want to be just like nervously clutching your hands the whole time. You want to put your faith in somebody.
Yeah, you want to be relaxed, you know, because you want to enjoy it, because that's being pampered, you know, that's self-care for men.
Although, if we're being honest, I've gotten worse haircuts before. Like she by far did not give me the worst haircut. So.
And do you tip her?
I say my tip is some sex. And she goes, "No." She goes, "No, that's not."
She goes, "I'm not interested."
She goes, "No, we don't take tips here. That's fine."
We're close. It's card only.
So it's a policy that we can't accept tips. So.
We don't want it, and we're not interested, and we think it's gross, personally. Yeah. So, and then, you know, some more really interesting daily minutia on my part is, I've become a full adult, and I was like, you know, I think I want to order some new knobs and drawer pulls for my dresser. So, you know, because mine are silver and I wanted gold or brass. So believe me when I tell you, I spent 2.5 hours on different websites looking for different knobs. And I ended up going with a website called myknobs.com.
Did you say my knobs?
My knobs.
That sounds like a weird like porn website, man.
All of the hardware websites are so porny. It's like my knobs or knobs for you, or do you want my knobs? It's
knobbing. 24/7 knobbing. Yeah.
It's really a wild world of drawer pulls and, you know, ring pulls and T-bars and knobs. Really just so much I feel like I learned, you know?
I am very happy for you.
Thank you. I'm happy too. My order from my knobs will arrive very soon. I'll keep you abreast of the situation as I replace my knobs.
My knobs. It sounds fake, but I believe you. It's real.
Yeah,
maybe it's real.
This is real. It's real, real.
I wrote down that I really want to go to a baseball game. I don't know where that came from, but I just want to sit at a baseball game with like a $15 beer and just eating a
sausage. Is that how much they cost usually?
They're probably less than that. They're probably
they're
like
11. Overpriced.
They're probably like 11 bucks. So they give you like a, maybe like a 16 ouncer. So, okay. So in your head, you're going, hey, well, it is a bigger beer. It is a bigger, you know, so.
Yeah. Are beers most expensive? Like which games, sporting games are drinks most expensive at, like beers?
I mean, I don't know. Probably like a football or a baseball game.
Not basketball?
As a guess. Or a basketball game. They're all pretty fucking expensive.
I think we just named all three, yeah.
Any sport. I mean, a hockey game. I don't know.
Oh, an airport.
Shout out to UMass Hockey. Won the national championship on Saturday night. So no big deal. I own a UMass Amherst sweatshirt because my wife went there. And I you know, no big deal.
So you feel like you won, really?
Yes, I'm like, this is the closest I'm going to get to my school winning. So, you know.
Well, I'm proud of them for you.
Yeah, and I'm such a big fan. I didn't even know that they were in the finals until the day before. So I was like, oh, this is happening? Oh, nice. Yes, they better win.
That's real fandom when you don't know about it until the last minute, and then you jump on and you care a lot.
And then you're like, I'll put my hand through the TV if they don't win, even though I had no clue this was happening.
I'm very quickly very passionate about this. Yeah, that's what I love. I love
it. It's good. It's good. Well, I mean, look, I've had a couple things bleed into it, but if you can't tell, I had a big content corner week. You know, I had a lot.
Yeah. Do you want to get into that, or do you want to get into this thing right here?
I should have mentioned that when you were talking about Mia Khalifa. Oh, yeah. Sean Kemp, the basketball player from the 90s.
Followed you.
He did not follow me.
He did not follow you.
I made a video breaking down one of his infamous dunks, and he retweeted. He didn't retweet my tweet, but he retweeted someone else's retweet of it.
Whoa.
So I don't know why he retweeted that one when I clearly wrote his name in the description, but shout out to Sean Kemp. Glad you saw that, bro.
Who did he dunk on in the video?
I love a dunk. The guy's name's Alton Lister, who was a really good pro. You know, he had a great career, but sometimes you just get dunked on.
Alton Lister sounds like a very country club name. Like he would be a golfer.
Someone nicknamed the dunk the Lister Blister.
Whoa.
So, you know.
Whoa.
I mean, that was like, you know, before my time, but.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is 93 or 92.
Okay, vintage.
Seattle Supersonics, a team that doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah, wait, why don't they exist? Where do they go?
I don't know. I think they were trying to figure out a new stadium or something, and then they moved to Oklahoma City. They became the Oklahoma City Thunder, which I'm happy for Oklahoma City to have a team, but you can't take the Sonics, man. They were great. They had a great fan base. So I hope the Sonics come back, bring the Sonics back to Seattle. That was awesome.
That's what we always say.
We always say it.
Bring them back.
We bring them back. Hashtag bring them back. Dude, they're the best team though. They had fucking Gary Payton, Sean Kemp, Detlef Schrempf. Shout out to my man, Detlef Schrempf.
Heard that name.
What a great team. And they were a fun NBA jam team to play with too.
Wow. So. Well, I'm glad that Sean Kemp retweeted a retweet, and I hope he follows you back. The same way Mia Khalifa followed me back.
Yeah, maybe we'll become friends. Because at the end of the day, you just want to be friends with people, right?
You
want
to be friends, with people you'll never meet because it makes you too anxious. and that wraps up top. It's time to move on to Content Corner. Mike, what do we do in Content Corner?
Well, we talk about the things that we watched this past week. I was going to say read. I've been saying read, but we don't really read.
We don't read.
Is reading content?
Podcast. Yeah. You know, some librarians would say it is, but we don't have any of those on the show. So
reading is the original content. Well, yeah, it's mostly things we watch on streaming, whether on purpose or by accident. You know, it's just things that come across our eyeballs and we soak it in.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Up top of content corner, I got my mom into The Nanny. Just wanted to let you know.
Oh, you're a sick fuck.
She loves it. I'm so happy. We finished season one. We're on season two. We've already watched seasons three and four. So, then we just have five and six left. And then I guess I'm going to start over from the beginning.
You need to do a Nanny rewatch podcast with your mom.
You told this to me, but I think you'd have to help with the tech setup.
I'll take a producer credit, but I don't want to do anything.
All right. That's fine. That's what they are anyway.
Does your mom like it?
She does. She really likes it. And she got my aunt into it. So I'm just all about spreading the Nanny love. You know, there's been a lot on Twitter lately about Fran Drescher. There's going to be a Nanny musical coming out famously. And, you know, there's all these like, ooh, some of the top 10 looks that Fran Fine wore on the show because her fashion's amazing. And I realized I could be, if there's a Halloween this year, I could dress up as her if I like pencil in like a little widow's peak in my hair. I could definitely go as Fran Fine for Halloween.
You need to get Fran Drescher on the horn, dude. We need to get Fran, come on the show. Let's go.
Fran, are you a Jehovah's Witness? Let us know. Email us at javagoodmorning@gmail.com if you are Fran Drescher. Thank you.
You need to write some like out of touch article for somewhere where you're like, actually the pandemic was worth it because I found the Nanny. And you know, that would be great. And everybody would talk about it.
You're so right. I need a tone deaf think piece. And then that'll get me in touch with her. Absolutely.
Well, that's great. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you. What did you watch?
I watched on Netflix. There's a 4-part series on the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum heist. Did you hear about this?
Yes.
So
Jay Leno, I did. I listened to a podcast about it a while ago.
Yeah. This is one of those things that I had no clue that happened. Mm-hmm. Never heard about it. And then I was enthralled. It happened in 1990. There was a robbery, an art robbery, as they call
a heist
at this museum in Boston. And they, you know, spoiler, I don't want to spoil, I thought the series was good, it was very interesting, but spoiler, they don't fucking know who has the art. They don't know where it is.
How so much was stolen?
They estimated that the value of the art was $200 million.
Oh my gosh.
I think it was 13 pieces, but it was interesting because the two guys who came in were dressed as Boston cops. And so the guy let them in. And then the cops tied up the two night guards and they were in there for like 2 hours. So they were talking about how they just like, these guys weren't concerned at all. And they took, it was, the whole thing's a mystery because like, why'd they take certain pictures? They left the most expensive poster, fucking poster. They left the most expensive painting there. It just was a lot of mystery. Their like theory is that like a couple, like the Italian mob was behind it.
Ooh.
You know, classic, always blaming the Italians. But we do think that was true. But so it's like they don't really know though. And then people would be like, oh, this guy has it, but he wouldn't talk. Nobody was talking. So at the end they're like, we don't know. And it's you know, one of those.
Is it one of those things where it's like this should have been 3 parts or 1 part? Like, did it drag on too long?
Why did not just make a 90-minute documentary? What happened to those?
People want to drag shit out and add more like B-roll or archival footage and be like, no, it's 4 parts. It's important. But
I think my take on it after watching this, and it's happened before, if there's no resolution, you can't make it 4 parts.
No.
If you don't fucking know, then, you know, 2 hours will do. Yeah. Not 4 hours.
Well, like I watched the Heaven's Gate, a documentary about the Heaven's Gate. It's like, yeah, they all died at the end. That's a resolution. That's okay that it's long. But if they had not all died, then it's like, what am I here for? You know, it's like Wild Wild Country about that other cult in Oregon. That was eight parts or some shit. Get this thing over with. But I have a question. The thing with these stolen art pieces is you can't like resell it, right? It's like if you steal art, people know it's stolen. So how do you make money?
My conclusion was that I think some rich ass Russian oligarch has it, right? Somebody who just has tons of money and doesn't give a fuck and is not, I don't think they're in the United States anymore. I think they're just, they're gone. I think they're throughout the world, which was, they brought up at one point, they're like, we have no clue where these are, but I agree. Yeah. You can't just hang it up in your house if you're just a civilian and you can't just sell it on eBay. But I think what happened was they got rid of the paintings before you even knew. Cause they were talking about how the investigation fucking sucked from the beginning.
It was Boston.
How dare you? There was no, the crime scene was open. People weren't, it was just a mess. So, it's one of those things where I'm like, oh, those are gone. They're gone. Someone will find them, as one
on Antique Roadshow.
Yeah. As one of the people suggests, when grandpa dies, they'll be like, oh, look at this. And they'll turn it in and get $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but it was interesting. I never heard about it before. Cause I'm a big dumb idiot.
Yeah. You're an idiot. Would you ever, fun question. Would you ever steal any art from a museum? Would that be?
No, I wouldn't. Yeah. What? I don't like when the alarms go off places. If you pay for something and you walk out of CVS and the alarm goes off, I always do that half turn. I go, huh? Does anybody? And I look to see if anyone's looking at me. I go, what? And then I keep walking. But so if I did that with an art painting, way, dude.
Well, yeah, we tried to see if we had roof access, and it very much was you don't. But we went out and then onto the roof, and then the alarm started going, and I almost had a mental breakdown. I was like, well, I'm gonna jump right now because I'm clearly gonna get arrested. Yeah.
There are two kinds of people that, me and you, that we can't do that shit. The other kind of person is who gives a fuck? Which is, I think, the right attitude to have. You're not supposed to be up here. Okay, who cares?
Okay, cool. Yeah.
But I don't want them to I don't know. I want people
I'm gonna
to
get
think
in
I'm,
trouble.
Yeah, it's a trouble thing.
Start crying. Yeah. I but those people, the other people, live longer, probably. You and I are going to have a very short lifespan because of all of our anxiety. But yeah. So I watched quite a film last night. A little flick called Speed 2 Cruise Control.
Whoa. On the ship?
Yeah. 1997 action thriller, released the same year as Titanic. They had to.
Oh, the other boat movie.
The other boat movie. Real Babe Gordy situation. So have you seen Speed 2?
I believe I saw it when I was younger. The only thing I remember was that it was on a cruise ship.
Yeah. See, now
is
I'm
Keanu
again,
still in it?
Keanu's not in it.
What?
Keanu allegedly read the script and was like, no, this looks awful. And it was smart of him. I mean, I always thought that Speed 2 Cruise Control was on a speedboat for some reason. Cause I was like, yeah, it's speed. Boat,
right? Going
it's
fast.
On a cruise ship but I think that makes sense. It's like, how fast do you think a cruise ship can go? Apparently 40 knots, whatever that means.
I think they're pretty fast.
Yeah, but not as fast as a bus. Well, maybe.
You know what it is? It's not as chaotic.
Yeah, it's really
bus is swinging around. If you're the cruise ship, you're like, well, we got to turn, it's going to take about 45 minutes. You're like, okay.
Go to the Lido deck.
What is this movie? I'm looking at the thing right now. So it's Sandra Bullock's in it.
Wild. Sandra Bullock's in it. She really gets the short end of the stick because it's all about Jason Patrick, who plays her new boyfriend. Oh. And the whole thing at the beginning is she's like, oh, me and Keanu didn't work out. And, he was too much of a daredevil. Little does she know, her new boyfriend, Jason Patrick, is like a SWAT team member or some shit. So he's also a daredevil. And he lies to her about that and he feels bad. So he gets her tickets to a Caribbean cruise. And lo and behold, Willem Dafoe is on that cruise and he has some plans, some evil, evil plans. And
I think the whole thing is crazy that they just try to make her the same character. Like she could just be anybody. Like, I don't know.
And
I
they
guess
really,
it's like if you're not getting the band back together, get a new band. Like
don't
I like
get
Sandra,
half the band.
I like
right.
Sandra Bullock, but just get a different person and make it a different thing.
Yeah, like Grease 2 didn't have Danny and Sandy. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, yeah, let's just talk about a classic, but let's just move on from the original characters. And really, Jason Patrick apparently and Sandy did all their own stunts. It was really, really action heavy. Like the entire last hour and 20 minutes is just an action sequence, to the point where after the movie ended, I was really, really stressed out. I was like, I need to zen out because my anxiety was through the roof. So real, real fun action movie.
I'm watching the trailer now without sound and it's amazing. Ooh,
it's amazing.
Wait, so it's good. You're saying watch it.
I mean, it's insane. It's really insane. It's like a good, bad movie, I would say. Right. Because it's just, it's preposterous. It's like Jason Patrick, who has no charisma. He has no chemistry with Sandra Bullock or really with anyone. And he's like the star. They're like trying to make him an action star. He's not good. You know, he also, it turns out he's nepotism because his grandpa is fucking Jackie Gleason from The Honeymooners.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, on the trailer, it says, get ready for the ultimate rush again. That's what it says.
No, and you can't. No.
My biggest problem with Speed 2 is the cruise control. I don't like that part of it. What are we doing?
Yeah, I don't get it either. Because it's like, is that supposed to be punny?
It's
like,
a pun.
Yeah, but.
But cruise control means like you're just.
It's on autopilot?
Well, it's on autopilot. Yeah. So.
Spoiler, that kind of happens because. Willem Dafoe, who's in, let's just say he's a former software programmer. So he knows how to hack into the mainframe of the ship.
Not to be confused with Sandra Bullock, who is a hacker of sorts in the movie The Net, right? Is she a hacker in that movie?
Such a good movie.
Yeah, it's a good one.
So this movie was so expensive to make. The final scene where literally a cruise ship ruins a town. Spoiler. Costs like $25 million to film. It's just wild, the amount of destruction. And the whole time I was just like, the last part, I'm like, so many people in this movie are dying. Like, it's like hard to enjoy action sequences sometimes when you're thinking logistically, like, oh, that crash into a building. How many hundreds of people were in there? What's going to happen to their families? Like,
that's why, like, really... in Terminator 2, when Arnold is like shooting at everybody, he like has a throwaway line where he tells the kid, because he's supposed to be good. He tells the kid that, like, don't worry, he's not killing anybody. And he's just like shooting people in the legs. Jeez. It's like, okay, you can take pleasure in all these good guys, because he's like fighting off the good guys because they think he's bad.
Oh, so
it's,
boy.
Like, there's like that thing where you're like, oh, this is okay, because they're only getting shot in the leg. So
it's like months of rehab, right? And then you have the PTSD. It's
do they
like,
have health insurance? We don't know about any of this.
We don't know. Can they sue? Are they going to, you know, end up in court? Like, is it the payout going to be small? Same with like Kong versus Godzilla. I was like, they are damaging an like cities. Like, that's a really tall office building. Like, I don't think people evacuated in time. I just feel like we don't talk about the human toll of all of these, but that's just me. And that's another think piece.
So at the end, yeah, you should do that. You should just start. I really think you should just start doing think pieces.
Trolley think pieces.
And just get everyone all stirred up.
We haven't considered the human toll of the disaster movie.
Just at the bottom of the trailer for Speed 2, it says www.speed2/cruisecontrol.com, which is the funniest thing to put on like an official trailer. And I'm going to go to that website right now.
Yeah, go to it. What is it?
www.speed2-cruisecontrol.com. Please don't be a fucking thing. No, nothing.
No?
The domain name has expired and may be renewed by the owner. I just can't believe a Hollywood blockbuster has that domain name.
It's pretty sick.
It's pretty cool. Sick.
And there's like a whole weird subplot with a deaf girl who's like 15 and like loves Jason Patrick. And it's like, I don't know why this is a weird subplot of like being like, ooh, teenage girls love him. It's like, we're not interested. He's not a good actor.
Jason Patrick was good in Sleepers. Did you ever see that movie?
No, but I heard the plot described to me yesterday in excruciating detail by my fiance, and it sounds crazy.
I feel like me and your fiance would be friends. I feel like we like the same stuff.
Yeah, you're both idiots. Like...
I loved Sleepers growing up. I thought it was great. It's a little dark, but I think that's why it works with that actor. I'd almost call him Jason Bateman, because he kind of has like this dark brooding type thing. Like, yeah. Leading man charisma is, you know, not what I would describe him as, but
no, I don't think he has any charisma. But I will say, I don't think it's fair that Speed 2 Cruise Control has 4% on Rotten Tomatoes. I think that is real low.
It's crazy.
Fun. It's very fun. Willem Dafoe, I found out his real name is William, and he's absolutely just changed his name to be more dramatic, I think.
Wait, so his name is, because for the longest time I called him William Dafoe, and then I found out it was Willem, and I was blown away. But now you're saying that's just a bullshit stage name.
Yeah, well, because it's like apparently Willem is like the Dutch name for William, and he was called that in high school, and he... It's like, okay, dude, you're William. Like, you're American. Your name's William. But he always plays amazing bad guys.
Where? William Dafoe or Willem Dafoe? My brain is in a pretzel right now.
Yeah.
He's American. He's born in America, you're saying?
Yeah, he's American.
No way. I always thought, well, the Willem threw me off.
And the way he speaks is weird, too.
Yeah, he's definitely like...
No, he's from Wisconsin. He's from Appleton, Wisconsin.
What? Imagine he had like just like a Midwest accent. I can't. Wow. That makes, I would have said that guy was from
Denmark.
Yeah. Denmark. Somewhere like
Amsterdam.
Anywhere. But Appleton, Wisconsin.
Which is real close to where I went to summer camp. So.
But I think the whole Willem thing, and he probably did Shakespeare. I think. Does this guy make it if his name's William Dafoe?
He does not. He does not make it. You're absolutely right.
Because they go, we got to get Willem. He knows how to do the classically trained stuff.
Yeah. I mean, he works with all these Danish filmmakers, right? He's like with Lars von Trier. It's like, yeah, you think that he's more like, you know, theatrical European than he is. He's from fucking Wisconsin.
I mean, if this dude's, if they call this guy Billy Dafoe, I mean, he's knocking
Billy
over
Dafoe.
Banks.
Like, he's not, Jason Patrick. Yeah.
Billy Dafoe. Wow. Well, you learn something every day. Well, I like really him as an actor. I just don't know his name. So now I know it's, you know, whatever. I'll call him whatever he wants, but just a shocker that he's from
call
Wisconsin.
Call him by his name. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wolf. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I saw a little throwback that I haven't seen since I was a kid. Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
That's on my list to watch, but
you should watch it. It's good.
Is it great?
Not to be confused with Adventures in Babysitting, but Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, 31% on Rotten Tomatoes, which I thought is way too low. It's a fun like kids movie. It's PG-13. Christina Applegate's in it and she's awesome. I love Christina Applegate.
Good. I love her.
And she says, eat shit in it, which I love that phrase. One of my favorite phrases of all time. So that just made me.
Mine is go suck an egg.
The log line, 5 siblings are left alone all summer when their mom leaves town and the evil babysitter bites the dust. So basically what happens is the mom is like a deadbeat. Like so there's 5 kids. The movie opens as 5 kids and the mom, the house is a mess. It's like a wreck. There's like crazy shit happening. The kids are fucking monsters. And the mom's like, I'm leaving. I'm going to Australia for the summer. And she says she's 37 in it. I'm like, 37? You are not 37.
Yeah, in your bra.
Yeah. And so she leaves and she hires some old babysitter, like an old woman. And the second she leaves, the babysitter turns into a psycho. She's like making the young girl dress up in a uniform. She's just you know what? Let's just say it. A crotchety old bitch, you know?
Oh, okay. Ooh, yeah.
Okay. Whoa, we're saying that.
I didn't know where we were going.
You know, I thought we were all going to say crotchety old bitch, you know?
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
But she's not around for too long because the first night she winds up dead. She just dies of old age. And the mom left, so they don't want to tell the mom who's in Australia because then the mom will come back and they're like, fuck this, we want to like live by ourselves. So
it's
Christina
a real
Applegate
blank check situation.
No, but they don't have any money, that's the problem.
Okay, so it's a no check situation.
It's a no check. The mom does leave a bunch of money behind, but it gets buried with the old lady. They don't know where it is.
So
then Christina Applegate goes to get a job at some like high-end fashion company, just like to work at the front desk because she just graduated high school. But the woman who basically runs the place comes out and like bullshits with her and they make fun of the front desk lady who's a biatch. And she's like, you're my new executive personal assistant. So she tells everyone she's 27. It's great. But the whole movie makes me nervous because it involves so much lying.
Oh, so it's hard to enjoy it because of all the anxiety.
I told my wife, I go, are you like anxious right now? She's like, no, it's a movie. I'm like, I'm like, she's going to get caught. But it's good. Josh Charles is in it he's good. A young Josh Charles.
Even better.
But definitely worth a watch. Like, you know,
it's a classic.
It's a classic. It's, you have to look at it through the lens of like, you know, this is for like a kid, you know, not kids, not like a 10-year-old, but
Yeah.
Close. A teenager in the 90s.
I mean, I feel like movies in the 90s that were geared towards kids, absolutely nowadays would not be. Like,
oh no, they say fucking it.
Yeah. And like really scary situations. I feel like so much of what we watched as kids was like a tiny bit traumatizing in the 90s. And nowadays it's like, you know, they have, I think things are a lot more geared towards just children as opposed to, hey, we're kind of making this movie for adults, but you can rent it at Blockbuster for your kids.
Right. Right.
What I'm trying to say is I'm very anxious.
I liked it though. That, you know, oh my God, I just tried to speak and I just didn't, no words came out. Is that a thing? What happened?
Yeah, it's the anxiety.
But I'll show so many movies. Like I was showing, I think it was Backdraft. I showed it to my wife. She looked at me, she goes, how old were you when you watched this? I was like, oh, I was eight. I watched this. And she's like, yeah, that's why you're fucking scared of being in a fire. I'm like, yeah, maybe that's it.
I mean, my fiance saw so many inappropriate movies when he was a kid. And like the famous story is his dad took him to the movies and the line he'll never forget is his dad goes, one adult, one child, eyes wide shut.
Oh my God. That's fucking wild.
It's wild. He saw these movies when he was a kid.
Yeah. I mean, seeing Jaws when you're like seven, I mean, that's why I only go up to my nipples in the ocean. You know what I mean?
Well, to be fair, you have very low nipples.
So, I do have low it's nipples. Really,
they're waist length.
I got two nipples on my thighs, so that is it. But good movie. I recommend it. If you're looking for something nice and light and easy to watch.
I bet the fashion's amazing. Like,
oh, it's great. Looks. It's great. Yeah, it's good. Yeah,
Love it. Well, that was Content Corner. We're going to move on now to some Jehovah's Witness mail, fan mail.
I love when we get mail. It's great.
We get great mail. And we've been getting a lot of good messages from one of our biggest Jehovah's Witnesses, Todd. And so you want me to read part of this email?
Yeah, I don't know how to read.
It's true. He's saying, yo, Mike and Julia, I have gastritis and I sympathize with Mike. So he's giving us some tips. He's given you some tips about how to deal with your GERD. Mm-hmm. And he's saying the doc will suggest avoiding all the best things, booze, chocolate, wine, spicy food. This would blow. So you got to pick your battles. You seem like a wine lover and also a tequila guy. The hard stuff seems to inflame things. So I'd lean more into beer. You can do better and boozier than Bud Light, bro. Wow.
Oh, let me just address Todd. Todd, shout out. Anybody with stomach issues, I feel like a kinship with. So thank you. Yeah, people have told me that the doctor will just be like, well, don't drink and don't eat chocolate, don't eat wine, all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, wine is definitely something that's kind of a trigger. And so is, hard liquor is a trigger. My thing with beer is I drink Bud Light because of the, like, if I drink a big IPA or any of those craft beers, my stomach blows up. I get bloated, man. So I can have two of those. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, my stomach doesn't do well with certain things. So that's why I crush Bud Lights and Michelob Ultras. And
also you're an athlete, former athlete, and Michelob Ultra is really based on the commercials for.
Yeah. The commercial works for me. I'm like, oh, I can shoot hoops and drink.
Okay, to go back to the email, Todd says Tums are just candy. Prilosec is worth a shot if you haven't tried it.
That is true. I agree. Tums don't work. I thought Prilosec, it came out that Prilosec gives you cancer, but it's probably pretty far down on the list of things that I do that will give me cancer. So I should try that again. I have used it before, but I agree. I think that's more of a solution than the things I do.
And then, let's see, you seem oddly excited about a butt probe, but my experience has been scopes down the gullet with some quality anesthesia to knock you out briefly.
Okay. I excited about the butt probe is not entirely correct, but just ready for it. I'm ready.
Ready. Yeah. Ready. You're prepared.
I'm prepared.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then he goes on to do some follow-ups about the chili pad, which is the bed air conditioning system. He really wants to make it clear it's not a cooling blanket. It goes under the sheets. And he got his on sale. Wow, great. So thank you, Todd. Thank you. One of our favorite Jehovah's Witnesses. We always appreciate your emails. Keep them coming. And you got some nice GERD tips, Mike.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to You know, I've been a little irresponsible with some of my GERD habits. So I'm going to try to rein in some of them, but just some of them I'm just going to have to let loose. I mean, but I will try to get back to drinking like 10 beers in a row. Cause that's my first
summertime almost. Yeah, summertime. Yeah, exactly. So. Exactly. And if you ever want to shoot us an email, it's javagoodmorning@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, so, do it. Please do it. Julia will read it, but I like hearing about it.
Yeah, yeah. Mike likes listening. He doesn't like to read. He likes to listen.
I'm more of a listener.
Yeah, that's
never kind of forte. Never listened to an audiobook before, though.
Really?
Yeah. Because
of the word book in it? Yeah.
I say audio movie. Is it an audio movie? I think if it's the person reading, if I can't get on board with their voice. It's like the meditation thing that we talked about. If someone's like, making weird noises, you're like, I'm out.
Yeah. You got to really love whoever's reading it.
Plus, I like the sound of my voice. So that's the voice in my head. Maybe I should be like, can someone hire me to read an audio book?
That would involve you reading it, though, Mike.
Well, maybe I can get an earpiece where they tell me in my ear.
I just repeat it. Then it's just talking, which you're great at.
I'll say, oh, it's old Willem Dafoe from Wisconsin.
Well, okay, it's time for one of our favorite segments. What is this, Mike?
It's called Hot Stove. Hot Stove!
Hot Stove!
And this is where, of course, we talk about all the things Julia is cooking. It used to be both of us, but I've come to the conclusion that I just make the same thing every week.
That's okay.
Julia really changes up and has given our listeners some great cooking tips, I think, or recipes.
I really have. Yeah, I really have. Because you know what? We made some bean soup in the old crock pot, which was really fun. You know, it takes, you know, 6 hours, 7 hours. It takes a village. We bought like dried beans. You ever buy dried beans and instead of the canned ones? And you're like, wow, they really start out like rocks.
Dry beans leads to wet undies. Let me tell you.
I've never heard that before.
I've never tried dry beans, actually. I'm always
You don't eat dried beans. You cook them, you soak them, you cook them, and then they get fat. They get fat, wet beans.
Ooh, fat. I'm into the fat, wet beans.
The soup was great, you know, real beany. The recipe also was like, you got to put a ham hock in it, but we don't eat ham. So we didn't put a ham hock in it. Also,
Are you saying hammock? Are you saying hammock?
Ham hock?
What's ham hock? I don't know what that is.
I don't know what a ham hock is. I'm Jewish. What's a ham hock?
A ham hock. That's the bathing suit where you can see your hog.
I'm Googling ham hock, but it's bringing me to the Speed 2 website.
That's a banana ham hock. That's a
banana ham hock. Okay. What is ham hock? Okay. A ham hock. I'm on southernliving.com.
Or a
ham
pork knuckle?
Sometimes referred to as a pork knuckle.
By the way, a pork knuckle sounds like some kind of sexual thing.
A pork knuckle. Oh Lord.
Yeah, man. It was a third date when you can do the pork knuckle. That's what I think.
Oh my God. It's a joint in the foot of a pig?
Oh.
Oh my God. Okay. No. No, 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 no. Well, no. And I'm looking at the most disgusting picture I've ever seen in my life. So no, we just did a vegetarian bean soup and it was great. And then the next day I was like, this could be some great huevos rancheros. So, you know, you put an egg on anything and that's called brunch.
I love putting an egg on. You ever put an egg on a burger?
No, because I don't eat burgers.
What? Oh yeah. You don't eat burgers.
I mean, I would eat like a veggie burger.
That still works. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That works. Yeah. So yeah, you know, it was great. What about you? Did you make any ham hock?
I didn't make any ham hock. I did have a pork knuckle?
Pork knuckle. Wow, you got to pork knuckle base.
Yeah, she's not pork knuckle material, but you know. I didn't make this. I ordered it, but it was very good. I picked it up. Got a pork chop. Okay, chop. A pork chop. With fingerling potatoes, which I love so much. And I would,
they're the small guys, right? They're like fingers.
They're small. They're
finger. Yeah. You use a fingerling potato to do a pork knuckle, I believe.
And, pork knuckling people. If you got fingerling potatoes, it's going to really hurt. Let's just say it's going to hurt. And then it came with broccoli rabe, which broccoli rabe is something that I like sometimes, and other times I think it's a little bit much.
I like to call it broccoli Robert because it makes it seem fancier than it is.
Broccoli Robert Hershevik from from Shark Tank. The broccoli Rob I like is where it's a little bitter, not too. Sometimes you get it and you're like, whoa.
It's so bitter. It's like me when I was like 22.
Right. You know? Yeah. Or when we first met. Were you 22 then? You're kind of,
Thank you for remembering.
was good. That was a Friday night meal and I picked it up. And the pork chop was good. The problem.
Do you eat it with your hands?
No, it's a fork and knife situation.
A fork chop.
That's what I like to say. Uh-huh. The problem with a fork chop is sometimes people are afraid of undercooking it, I think. So they kind of overcook it. So it's a little, you know, but it's okay.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was one of those things where you order food because you're like, oh, let's get food from like a decent place tonight, you know? Mm-hmm. And then it ends up being like $80 and you're like, I don't think this is a good investment.
And kind of warm, but not hot.
You can't get takeout food from a nice place. It doesn't make it worth, like the whole reason of being worth it is where you're sitting there and you get, you know, it's nice and you get the service and
there's
thing.
Music, there's
yeah,
bread.
But if you're just eating some pork chop that was good 10 minutes ago on your fucking lap, you're like, maybe this wasn't $30.
Yeah.
You know?
So. Yeah, I agree. It's also like things don't travel. Like you should never
fries
order French
do not
fries.
Travel well. Fries never. Do not travel well.
I mean, I feel like there has to be someone out there who can invent a technology to make fries travel well because you know I have yet to experience that.
I haven't learned my lesson with that though. I'll be like, same. Oh, well, if I get sweet potato fries, they'll travel well. No.
Oh yeah. If I get waffle fries. Yeah.
Yep,
it's like,
yep.
No.
And then every time it's just a mush basket. It's just
soggy
no good.
And
soggy
oily.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. I want something crispy. Right.
Give me that crisp. And you can't save. Can you save fries once they're gone like
no,
that?
No.
You can't
no,
like put them back in the oven.
I guess you could try putting in the oven, but also at that point, it's like, what? I'm going to waste 11 minutes of my life waiting for something in the oven? Like, hello, we don't have time for this. You know,
we don't have time. There's no time for anything.
There's no time for anything these days. You know, that's what I have said. So another thing for our hot stove is, you know, the fiance and I, we like to make bets as we know, he's kind of a degenerate gambler. So way back when the Super Bowl was happening, we made a little bet as to who would win and he lost the bet. So as penance is, what I won is that we got to order Domino's, which is big punishment for him because he hates it.
Domino's sucks. Let me just say it. Okay. Domino's is bad. So do you like it, obviously?
Well, because, you know, it's from Ann Arbor. It's Domino's.
That's where it started?
I think it started in Ann Arbor. Don't quote me on that, but.
That's where Henry Domino was born?
I think it was Tom Monahan. Yeah. It's headquartered in Ann Arbor. Yeah. Yeah. Tom Monahan. Yeah.
Yep. Do you get thin crust? Or do you get the regular?
Well, we got one regular, one thin crust. We got some of the cheesy bread. Basically, it's comfort food because growing up in elementary school, like when it was pizza day, this is
every
what we
Tuesday.
Would have. Yeah, it was fucking Domino's. So to me, it's comforting. And to him, it's cardboard. And, you know, he's like from Long Island and he's like, oh, you might get real pizza.
Pizza and bagels is all he talks about, right?
Yeah,
pizza
exactly. He won't shut up about it. So, but you know, it's great when, you know, it was a bet. So he had to do it. Otherwise he'd be a sore loser. And I got to have Domino's. And then in the middle of the night, I was like, oh God, that was such a mistake. You know, because you feel it. You really feel it.
You had bean butt.
I had dry, wet bean butt.
So Domino's was, I had the same experience growing up. We had elementary school was like, I think it was Tuesday. We had pizzas. Every Tuesday. And then, you know, through middle school, whatever, Domino's. And then in high school, I was at a party once and this girl had like dog treats because we were at her house. And there was like someone's like, I'll give someone $20 to eat one of these, or I don't know, something like that. And I go, dude, I'll do it. And I just ate the dog treat, right? Mm-hmm. I ate the dog treat. And then like 5 minutes later, I had a slice of Domino's. And now forever, if I even smell Domino's, I associate it with that dog treat.
Wow, your brain.
So, ingrained. Wow. It wasn't, was it worth it, Mike? Like, I don't know.
You made, how much money did you make from
it? I don't even know if it was 20. It was honestly probably like, I'll give you a beer. Like, it was probably one of those, you know?
Yeah. Did your stomach hurt after or you were fine?
You know what? That was the beginning of my stomach troubles.
That's how you got GERD. Domino's and dog treats.
Domino's and dog treats. But yeah, pizza, Domino's seems like a strange thing to eat when you live in New York City. But
that's what he says. Oh, I also, because I feel like we never, Mike, we never stop talking about Easter for some reason on this podcast, right?
Yeah, we and, love Easter.
We love Easter because I learned what it is. Thank you. And I got some half-priced Easter candy at the drugstore this week.
Oh, well, they say the best time to get Easter candy is 2 weeks after Easter. So congrats. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You get Cadbury eggs?
I got my first Cadbury eggs.
What'd you think?
Okay, so there was a caramel one and the regular one. Yeah. The regular one is so sugary.
It's
just sugar granules. It's fine, but the caramel, sorry, I always say caramel, but then I got yelled at. It's caramel, right?
I always say caramel, but isn't it C-A-R-M-E-L?
No. It's C-A-R-A.
Okay, let's see. What is I always say caramel.
You're thinking of Carvel's.
Carvel cake. Yeah. I'm like, can I have a caramel birthday cake? They're like, oh, no, sir.
Yeah. I think caramel is a misspelling. Okay, cool. So the caramel eggs are delicious because it's just oozes out caramel and it's great. So, thank you for teaching me about Easter and the cave and the rabbit and the eggs.
Will you get an Easter basket next year?
No, because that's a step too far, as Fran Fine would say. I don't think so.
The worst part about an Easter basket when I was coming up was like they put like the fake little like green grass shit, whatever that is. It's gross. It gets everywhere. Yeah.
It's just wasteful.
What are we doing?
Come on. The Easter bunny wouldn't like that.
Would not. He or she would not.
Thank
like
you.
That.
Exactly. So that was Hot Stove. And now it's time to move on to, I believe, a game that you wrote for me. Is this true?
Well, whenever I try to think of a game for you, I know we did like a friends thing before, but I have friends trivia for you. I thought to make a twist on it that I would do, it would be like a speed round. So I got a bunch. So parade.com, no big deal. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They have 150 friends trivia questions, which let's be honest, is kind of a lot.
It's too many. Yeah.
But I wrote down 18.
Okay.
18. I think some of these you'll get no problem and some you'll be like, what the fuck? But you're kind of a friend's head, right? So
yeah. I mean, now I'm a nanny cam addict. Nanny cam girl.
Shout out to all my nanny cam girls.
Friends is Friends is the dominoes of TV, I will say, where it's comforting.
So I'm going to put on the clock. What's good for 18? A minute and 15 seconds?
Okay, yeah, let's see.
That's a little quick, but okay. So we're going to be
But only
questions.
If you don't fuck up reading them.
I could fuck up reading them.
Then you have to add time. Okay, I'm ready.
And then I'm going to go back at the end and we'll go through and see what you have. Okay. So I won't waste time being like,
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting in 3, 2, 1. Here we go. What was Rachel's bra size?
I'd pass.
What store does Phoebe hate?
Pottery Barn.
Correct. True or false, Rachel kissed all of her friends, male and female, on the show.
True. She doesn't kiss Chandler. No, she did. True.
That's correct. Which member of the British royal family appeared on Friends?
Fergie.
Oh my God, you're so good. Brad Pitt and David Schwimmer's characters co-founded which club in high school?
The We Hate Rachel Green Club.
It's called the I Hate Rachel Green Club, but I'll give you that. What was the profession of Joey's imaginary friend?
He was a mime?
No, incorrect. I'll get back to that.
Space Cowboy.
Yes, correct. Yes. What was the name of Chandler and Ross's college band?
Something about backpack, emotional backpack.
No, according to Monica, a woman has how many erogenous zones?
Oh, it was Way No Way.
Yes, correct. No, okay, wow. Okay. Yes. Sorry. Way No Way is correct.
Okay. Yes. 7 erogenous zones.
Yes. How many sisters does Joey have?
6.
No, it's 7.
7.
Rachel goes on Ross's honeymoon by herself. Where?
She goes Italy.
No, Athens, Greece. Which holiday does Chandler hate?
Thanksgiving.
Yes, that is the time, but I'll ask you the last couple because I went slow. I went back on my thing where I said I wouldn't correct you, but I know.
This is you. This is your problem.
This is a mic problem.
Yeah.
How many pages was Ross's letter, Rachel's letter to Ross?
13 front and back.
No. 18 front and back. What year did Friends first premiere?
Ooh, 94, 93,
94,
95,
correct.
94.
94. What
Okay.
was the name of the game Chandler made up to give Joey money?
Oh, it was something ball. It was something with oh no. Fuck, it was with cards.
Do you want the
What
answer?
letter does it start with?
C. It starts with C, but it's not cards.
Something. Okay, I give up. What is it?
Cups, cups. Chandler told Janice he was moving here to avoid seeing her
Yemen.
again. Correct. Last one. What is actually Rachel's favorite movie?
Weekend at Bernie's.
Correct. Yeah, you did great. I
Didn't
mean,
do okay. I did
you
okay.
did great. I don't know that Rachel's bra size. I mean, this is on parade.com. Is that a thing that happens in the show?
32B?
32C.
Yeah,
I
right.
feel like she's a B. I mean, look, if we're being honest,
Whoa, whoa. Not your place. Not your place. My place. Not your place.
as I was saying it, I was like, I don't know if I can comment on this.
No, you're not
But
allowed. No, you're
maybe, I
not
don't know,
allowed.
maybe with the hard nip, it gets to a C cup. So, you
Hey,
know, I
sir,
don't know.
again, that's for me to say.
All right, calm your old pork knuckle down. You know, which store does Phoebe hate? Yeah, you got that one.
It was stressful. The timing element is stressful for me. But
The
also
timing,
now I've moved
yeah.
on to nannydom. You know, it's like my heart is not in Friends World right now.
That's true. You know, I was like, what's a game
No,
we
but I
can
love it because it
play?
made me feel somewhat successful. So,
You
you
crushed it.
know.
And we talked about this before, but you've gone to like a Friends trivia night, right? Or a
Several
Seinfeld one?
Friends trivia nights
And
with
do you
my
do well
friend.
at them?
We usually win.
Really?
Yeah. We get a lot of free stuff because they'll be like, okay, $50 prize. And then you have to go back to that same shitty sports bar and spend $50 next time.
Yeah, we used to go to, I went to Duke's a couple times. You ever go to that place? And I did Seinfeld trivia, and we just got our ass kicked so bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I did Seinfeld trivia
Hard.
once and I was like, oh, I got this. And then they're like, what brand of soda is Kramer drinking in this episode?
Right.
It's like, that's not trivia. That's minutia. That's Java Good Morning style
Right.
details.
It's like, what are people just studying the show? Get a life, you
Yeah.
freaks.
Get a
Yes,
life,
also,
you
I'm at
freaks.
Duke's at 6 p.m. on a Tuesday because I don't
Yeah.
work.
Yeah. Exactly. I need to get a life. But no, we usually did win at Friends Trivia. That was a lot of fun. But you know, maybe there'll be nanny trivia one day and I'll
Well,
win.
maybe you and Mia Khalifa can start
Oh
a
my God.
nanny fan club.
From your mouth to Mia's
You
glasses.
know what I always think is funny when someone famous follows someone on Twitter and then that person will like screenshot that they followed them and tweet it. Like,
It's
isn't
embarrassing.
that's so weird? I'm always like, why are
Yeah.
you doing that? They can see that. They
They can
follow
see it.
you.
They're gonna unfollow you, weirdo. Yeah.
Right. You got to act cool.
Yeah, you just have to screenshot it and text it to your friend.
Text
You
it to your
don't,
friend.
yeah, or
Yeah.
mention it on your podcast,
Like when
you
Ralph
know.
Macchio retweeted my Karate Kid video,
Oh, no big
I
deal. Oh.
screenshotted it and sent it to my brother and one of my buddies. And then within 10 minutes, he deleted his retweet. So,
What? Why would he do
yeah.
that?
I don't know.
Ralph, we know you listen to the show. You're Jehovah's Witness. We'd
But
like
I
an
do,
answer.
I bring it up on a weekly basis. I think it really had a lasting effect on me.
Yeah, that'll mess you up, you
But you
know?
know, I knew he liked it because he was like, this is amazing. And then he deleted it. Maybe he thought I was making fun of the Karate Kid, which I obviously wasn't.
Well, maybe his managers or his team was like, you know, this Camerlengo guy, he shouldn't be trusted, you know?
Right. I think it was because it was before Cobra Kai was coming out. And you know, they're like, dude, we're trying to make like a kid's show. And this guy's like saying, you know, Johnny had murdered one somebody and called this guy a dick bag. And like, you know, maybe it's all
Too
racy for the kids
little
these days.
racy,
But
little
back
racy.
in my day, it could have a character say eat shit in a PG-13 kids movie. No
Yeah,
biggie.
one adult, one child, eyes wide shut, baby. That's the
That's the
lifestyle.
best thing in the world. I saw a part of Eyes Wide Shut when I was in high school and I was like, I don't know what's happening. I could not imagine seeing that sitting next to my dad.
So bizarre. It's the weirdest movie. It's great, but you shouldn't see it if you're under 20, really.
You know, there's some weirdos in that theater too, doing the old popcorn trick, you know, where you cut a hole in it
They like they're wearing a mask while they do it
Oh, yeah. They're handing out masks when you walk in. Holy shit, dude. I do have
Yeah.
one content corner suggestion for the next couple weeks. The movie Twins. Twins with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
Oh.
I saw it when I was a kid and I can't wait to watch it again. So at some
Okay.
point coming up, I will watch that.
I will watch it as well, and we will
Yeah.
be twins.
I
You and I. Great.
love it. I love it.
Thanks for listening to all our Jehovah's Witnesses. And we love you all
We
and rate
love you.
us, review us. We love all those very kind things you say about us, and we will talk to you later.
Don't eat a dog treat with pizza. Okay, goodbye.
And remember, a wet bean is a good bean.
Always stick to the wet beans.
Good morning, good morning.